Hey, it's Ellie. Welcome back to Bite Size Book of Mormon. In this episode, we're going to be reading 1 Nephi 1, which is the very first chapter of the Book of Mormon. This is very exciting. We're going to actually get started. So, we had a pretty chunky intro episode last episode, so I think, well, without further ado, let's get reading. So, we would start usually with 1 Nephi 1, verse 1. However, in the beginning of the first book of Nephi, there is a little paragraph kind of explaining what this book is, and it is actually scripture. It is from the records that Mormon abridged. So if you're reading in a book or if you're reading on your phone, anything that is italicized is not scripture. So all of the chapter summaries, etc., those are not scripture. However, this paragraph before the first book of Nephi is not italicized, which means it is scripture, which is very cool. So we're totally going to read that. On account of Lehi and his wife Sariah and his four sons being called, beginning at the eldest, Laman, Lemuel, Sam, and Nephi. The Lord warns Nephi to depart out of the land of Jerusalem, because he prophesieth unto the people concerning their iniquity, and they seek to destroy his life. He taketh 3 days' journey into the wilderness with his family. Nephi taketh his brethren and returneth to the land of Jerusalem after the record of the Jews. The account of their sufferings. They take the daughters of Ishmael to wife. They take their families and depart into the wilderness. Their sufferings and afflictions in the wilderness. The course of their travels. They come to the large waters. Nephi's brethren rebel against him. He confoundeth them and buildeth a ship. They call the name of the place Bountiful. They cross the large waters into the promised land and so forth. This is according to the account of Nephi, or in other words, I, Nephi, wrote this record. So that's basically a summary of the entire first book of Nephi. So as you can see, a lot of things are going to happen, and so I'm very excited to get started. So, without further ado, 1 Nephi 1, verse 1. I, Nephi, having been born of goodly parents, therefore I was taught somewhat in all the learning of my father, and having seen many afflictions in the course of my days, nevertheless, having been highly favored of the Lord in all my days, yea, having had a great knowledge of the goodness and the mysteries of God, therefore I make a record of my proceedings in my days. So, quick pause. That was just the first verse, and there's already something that I want to say. So, in the middle of the verse, it says, having seen many afflictions in the course of my days, nevertheless, having been highly favored of the Lord. So he's had a lot of trials, and he was still highly favored of the Lord. So my question to you is, this is rhetorical, was he highly favored despite his afflictions, or was he highly favored because of his afflictions? And I think that it was highly favored because of his afflictions, because as we will see as we read on, Nephi deals with affliction in a very faithful way. He faces everything with just pure faith. He is led by the Spirit and everything. And so I think that because he's been through so many afflictions and he's dealt with them so well, he is favored of the Lord. And I think that's a very powerful lesson for all of us. How do we deal with affliction, right? Anyways, to continue. Yea, I make a record in the language of my father, which consists of the learning of the Jews and the language of the Egyptians. And I know that the record which I make is true, and I make it with mine own hand, and I make it according to my knowledge. For it came to pass, in the commencement of the first year of the reign of Zedekiah king of Judah, my father Lehi having dwelt at Jerusalem in all his days, and in that same year there came many prophets prophesying unto the people that they must repent, or the great city of Jerusalem must be destroyed. Wherefore it came to pass that my father Lehi, as he went forth, prayed unto the Lord, yea, even with all his heart, in behalf of his people. So Lehi is Nephi's father, and he clearly cares a lot about the people of Jerusalem. And even though there are being prophets sent to the people of Jerusalem telling them to repent because they're being wicked, he still cares about them and he still wants them to be righteous. He's not hoping for their downfall, which I think is cool. Because I feel like if you're faced with people that are really wicked, it's very easy to just be like, well, they'll get what's coming to them, whatever. But Lehi isn't like that. He really genuinely wants his wicked people to repent and come back to the true gospel, you know? It's a very powerful thing. Anyways. And it came to pass that as he prayed unto the Lord, there came a pillar of fire and dwelt upon a rock before him, and he saw and heard much. And because of the things which he saw and heard, he did quake and tremble exceedingly. And it came to pass that he returned to his own house at Jerusalem, and he cast himself upon his bed, being overcome with the Spirit and the things which he had seen. So that was verse 7. So beginning in verse 8 all the way to the end of verse 14 is the vision that Lehi has as he's carried away in the Spirit. And sometimes, since prophets in scripture have a lot of visions, I think sometimes we downplay how amazing and how insane it would be to have these visions. Like, put yourself in Lehi's shoes. What if you saw the numberless concourses of heaven praising God? That would be insane, right? That'd be unforgettable. That'd be so powerful. And so I think as we read this vision, I think it's important to keep in mind that this happened. And this is such an insane thing to have seen. All right, to begin the vision. And being thus overcome with the Spirit, he was carried away in a vision, even that he saw the heavens open, and he thought he saw God sitting upon his throne, surrounded with numberless concourses of angels in the attitude of singing and praising their God. And it came to pass that he saw one descending out of the midst of heaven, and he beheld that his luster was above that of the sun at noonday. And he also saw 12 others following him, and their brightness did exceed that of the stars in the firmament. And they came down and went forth upon the face of the earth, and the first came and stood before my father, and gave unto him a book, and bade him that he should read. So we obviously assume that the one that is descending out of heaven, followed by 12, is, right, Jesus, yeah? And imagine, you see the face of Jesus, and he hands you a book and he tells you to read it. What would you do? I would immediately start reading. I would be like, absolutely, give me this knowledge, right? That would be so insane. And like I said before, it would be so amazing and just stunning to see numberless concourses of angels singing and praising God, right? That would just be so insane. I can't even imagine what it would look like, right? So anyways, to continue. And it came to pass that as he read, he was filled with the Spirit of the Lord. And he read, saying, Woe, woe unto Jerusalem, for I have seen thine abominations, yea, and many things did my father read concerning Jerusalem, that it should be destroyed, and the inhabitants thereof, many should perish by the sword, and many should be carried away captive into Babylon. And it came to pass that when my father had read and seen many great and marvelous things, he did exclaim many things unto the Lord, such as, Great and marvelous are thy works, O Lord God Almighty. Thy throne is high in the heavens, and thy power and goodness and mercy are over all the inhabitants of the earth. And because thou art merciful, thou wilt not suffer those who come unto thee that they shall perish. That is so cool. It's so interesting to read Lehi's reaction to having seen this vision and to having read these words in the book that Jesus gave to him, right? If I were given a book that contained some amazing prophecy and I would just be filled with the Spirit, I could do nothing but praise God, right? That would be just so, so powerful. And I probably would do what Lehi did and just praise God and praise him for his mercy and his love. I think that's all that I would be able to do, honestly. Anyways, so that is the end of the vision. Now we continue. And after this manner was the language of my father in the praising of his God, for his soul did rejoice and his whole heart was filled because of the things which he had seen, yea, which the Lord had shown unto him. And now I, Nephi, do not make a full account of the things which my father hath written, for he hath written many things, which he saw in visions and in dreams, and he also hath written many things which he prophesied and spake unto his children, of which I shall not make a full account. But I shall make an account of my proceedings in my days. Behold, I make an abridgment of the record of my father, upon plates which I have made with mine own hands. Wherefore, after I have abridged the record of my father, then will I make an account of mine own life. Therefore, I would that ye should know that after the Lord had shown so many marvelous things unto my father, yea, concerning the destruction of Jerusalem, behold, he went forth among the people and began to prophesy and to declare unto them concerning the things which he had both seen and heard. And it came to pass that the Jews did mock him because of the things which he testified of them, for he truly testified of their wickedness and their abominations, and also the things which he read in the book manifested plainly of the coming of a Messiah and also the redemption of the world. And when the Jews heard these things, they were angry with him, yea, even as with the prophets of old, whom they had cast out, and stoned, and slain. And they also sought his life, that they might take it away. But behold, I, Nephi, will show unto you that the tender mercies of the Lord are over all those whom he hath chosen, because of their faith, to make them mighty, even unto the power of deliverance. So that last verse is powerful, especially the latter part, where Nephi is like, in this book, in this record, I'm going to show you that the tender mercies of the Lord are over all those whom he has chosen and who follow him. I think that's powerful, and that's kind of like a purpose statement for Nephi. Not only was Nephi told by the Spirit to make these records, which we will read later on, but he's writing these records to teach us that the tender mercies of the Lord are over all his chosen people and all people that choose him. That's super powerful. Anyways, that was the last verse of the first chapter of the first book in the Book of Mormon. Congratulations, you've read a whole chapter of the Book of Mormon. So that was amazing. And sometimes it's hard to appreciate exactly how cool visions are that people have in scripture, because people in scripture have amazing, stunning visions, not that rarely. And sometimes we just kind of take them for granted. And I think sometimes it's really interesting to change your perspective, put yourself into their shoes and imagine what it would be like if you saw these things. Like, try and picture it, really. Like, that's unimaginable, honestly. Side note, if you want to read along the Book of Mormon as I read, or if you want to read before and maybe listen to my commentary afterwards to get a little bit of extra insight, then totally go ahead. Go to LDS.org to find the scriptures online for free. You can also get the Gospel Library app on your phone that will allow you to read it on your phone for free. So yeah, there are so many ways in which you can read this Book of Mormon completely for free. And I very much encourage you to read along. It will help you kind of see your own insights and your own commentaries that maybe I don't specifically point out. So yeah, I'm so excited to read this Book of Mormon with you. And I hope that you will learn just as much as I do throughout this journey that we're going to take together. Talk to you later. Bye.